What's up, everybody? My name's JC, and today is Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. The last podcast that we had was probably a little more than a week ago. The whole process of making this podcast is going to be something that's going to be educational for me, but also educational for you, as I'm going to be developing the podcast and the branding and the segments and all that stuff. You're going to see slowly start to fall into place as I continue going forward. I did decide that ultimately the name that you see right now, My Lemonade, is going to stick with the podcast. That'll be ultimately what it is. To get into that, why did I name it My Lemonade? Ultimately, I've had like a fascination with lemonade. It's one of my favorite drinks, whether it's summertime, especially summertime, or any other time. It's something that I always gravitate towards drinking when I'm at a restaurant, and maybe later in life it will cause me complications due to the acidity level in my stomach, but until then, I'm going to enjoy it. But what fascinates me about lemonade is the aspect that it starts with something that no one really eats in its raw form, the lemon. It's very sour and acidic, as I said before. But out of it comes a very sweet and refreshing drink. And to me, I think that's a very good analogy for life. I think there's a lot of things that we as individuals, whether it's in your household or growing up or the people you meet, the jobs you take, the education that you enroll in, there's always sour parts of life. And out of all of that, we have to make this life the sweetest we can be and enjoy it to the fullest. And so ultimately what this podcast is going to be is my version, my take on things like entrepreneurship, the gaming industry in its whole, and just lifestyle in general. I'm very particular about how I move through life. I'm very particular about how I think we as humans should interact and how we should assist each other in any way, shape, or form. There's a saying that a lot of people like to gravitate towards in life that says that money makes the world go round. And I do agree that money can buy you cars and houses and all the materialistic aspects of life that you need. And ultimately, you need money for a lot of other things. But in the end, it's people that make the world go round. It's, you know, if you, like the example I always use, if you were to put a pile of money on a table, and we're back. Not sure if you guys can actually hear the lawnmower in the background, but it was starting to drive me a little nuts. And I guess this really kind of goes back into what I was saying, the whole aspect of taking something sour or something that potentially may not be the way you want it to be and just work with it to try to make something sweet. But like I said, so if you were to take a pile of money and put it on a table, like we were saying, you know, a lot of people think money makes the world go round, but it takes people to actually pick up that money and move it elsewhere. And that proves that people make the money go round. That in the end of this journey of life in general, you're not going to be sitting there on your deathbed thinking about the cars you have amassed, the house you have, all of the materialistic aspects that you have acquired over the expanse of your life. You're going to be thinking about the people that you met, the people that you wronged, the people that you helped, the experiences that you had with specific individuals throughout your life, the experience you've had just alone and with your thoughts. All of these things will be a culmination on your deathbed. And so it's extremely important for us to cherish individuals and those around us, and truly understand that everybody goes through life on their own journey and that we cross paths at positive times, negative times, and just to kind of take that with a grain of salt. So ultimately, that's what the podcast is going to be about. And you're going to see a lot of things develop over time. And feel free to reach out to me. It's enjoyearth.jc@gmail.com. Enjoy, ENJOY, earth, EARTH, dot JC at gmail.com. Let me know what topics you guys want to talk about in regards to entrepreneurship, gaming, or lifestyle in general. I want this to be a very broad podcast so that people can kind of learn some specific things that they could use in their life, but also not feel that they have to go elsewhere to have that conversation, to find another podcast that has something else specifically. I'm not saying that this is the be-all end-all of podcasts, but I want to be able to bend and learn from you guys as much as that you're going to learn from me. So today we actually have a topic that's been supplied by one of our followers or listeners, Ashley. So thanks for giving that to me. I've developed it a little bit more differently than what was originally presented. So today we're going to talk about how do you start a business. I think that's something that people these days are starting to question more. The economy is a little weird. We have earlier generations like baby boomers, which would be your parents, or even potentially your parents might be echo boomers, right? Like myself. But it depends on how they were brought up. I know a lot of kids these days and people in general these days are brought up with this notion that we should work hard in school, get good grades, get that career, whatever that may be, work your way up that ladder and retire, right? Somewhere in there have kids. But it doesn't, like, that generation is just taking what they learned and trying to apply it to a new generation. And you got to keep in mind that that generation, if you want to use a really super quick difference between the two, that generation grew up with technology coming in the tail end of their life when they're already well established in a career. And so we were born with the cusp of technology developing and expanding very rapidly. I know for me as an individual, I was talking to someone the other night, music-wise, I've gone through, I think, five different formats. When I was born, it was records, then it was tapes, then it was CDs, mini discs, MP3s. So we like and now we're on to full streaming, right? So we've gone through so many different variations of format just in my life alone, and that's only 34 years. So with that being said, there's a different approach to each generation. And I think the approach that I would say is best this time for this generation, based upon my experience, is you need to have something else. Something else other than the job that you're doing. Whether that be your primary income or your secondary income, you need to have two. Two of something. Two will get you to the end of the race. Just because, you know, job security these days is no bueno. It's not really what it used to be. And companies know this. Companies know that they have to pay out things like RSPs, which would be retirement funds, and benefits once you hit certain thresholds. And with the amount of people that are coming into the force, it's cheaper for them just to not. It sounds crappy, but it's true. It's just better for them to pick up someone new, start the process over again, and just keep going. I'm not saying that every single company is that way. I'm not, don't get me wrong. But, you know, ultimately, you got to keep in mind that that's where it is. And in the end, it's up to you to take care of yourself, not companies, not your parents. So you need to find different ways to leverage your own skills to move forward. So that gets me all the way back to what I was saying before, this whole how do you start a business? So you'd probably be sitting there thinking, I don't want to do the same thing day in, day out, or I'm at X job and I don't really enjoy it. What should I do? I know I want to start my own business, but where should I go? Now, ultimately, every business starts with an idea, right? You can have that drive that you have realized that there's something in your life you don't like, and you can use that to drive yourself forward. But ultimately, you just got to start with an idea. And the idea can be absolutely anything. Think about what are your strengths. Think about what are your interests, right? All of these things can lead to a job, lead to a career. And trust me, it could be some of the most minute things that you would never think of that could ultimately turn into a career or a job. An example that I'll use is from the book Crushing It by Gary Vee. There's an individual in there that what he was doing was he needed to study for the LEADS exam. If anybody doesn't know what LEADS is, it's ultimately an accreditation that a company can get for being green. You know, whether it's the materials they're using, the services they're providing, they're making sure that it's all, you know, within LEADS certification, and it's green. It's good for the environment, or at least better for the environment, right, than, you know, your standard businesses. And so it's a very hard exam to pass. Apparently, the out of all the people that take it, it's somewhere around the 18%, somewhere, it's a very low percent that actually pass the exam. So he needed to study extremely hard for it. And he wasn't always in front of his textbooks or in front of his computer. Sometimes he would just have his cell phone. So what he decided to do was make a website that would allow him to take his studyings on the go, right? So he finished it, you know, got it up, didn't put anything into it other than the content itself, used it, took his exam, and passed. After reading the book Crushing It, he really wanted to do something else and find another way to generate income. And he thought back to his website and thought, let's just at least put analytics on the website. And when he put analytics on the website, he found out that he was getting 10,000 people visiting that website every day. That's insane. So right there, now he found a way to start to develop something that he was using that was something so small and turning it into a business, turning it into a web book, right? An ebook. And then selling that off. And by selling it off, boom, it just started rapidly picking up. So ultimately, you have to find an idea and start to develop based upon that. But find it based upon your interests. Because if it's something that you ultimately enjoy, and you probably heard this a lot, you will never feel like you're working. I know for me at Revolver GN, for some of you that know me, I'm a CEO of a gaming network. For that, for me, it never feels like work. A little bit of a tongue twister there. It never feels like work to me. So that's what you need to find. You need to find something that doesn't feel like work, because ultimately when you need to put in those, that grind time, which every business has it. If you think you're going to get into business and not grind, you are wasting your time. You have to grind. There is going to be some aspect of your company that's not going to come easy. If it's crafts, yes, you'll be able to produce the crafts in, you know, a very quick time, and, you know, you'll be very intelligent about it, and your marketing will be great, but it will be the connection to your consumers or your clients. That'll be the grind. Or maybe you're just really good at connecting with individuals, but you need to figure out what the product is and you need to develop the product, and that will be your grind. So some aspect of your company is going to be a grind, and you need to be prepared for that. And when that happens, if it's attached to an interest or something you're passionate about, you will get through it and ultimately get over it. If it's something you hate and you're just doing the business because you think you just want to make extra money, that grind may probably kill you. Not literally, but, you know, figuratively, it'll drain you constantly because it's not something you're enjoying. So where do I find ideas? I've been sitting here all day, all night, all week. I still have no ideas. There's many places out there that you can go. Whether you are on different apps, if you want to do it app-based, I think Shaper is really cool. Shaper is like Tinder and LinkedIn put together, and that's no promotion. Like, no, I'm not sponsored by Shaper. The cool thing about Shaper is you just find a lot of individuals that are looking to change in life, and you want to be around people like that. You want to be around people to talk to them about whatever they're doing. Go on there and just listen to what people are doing. Because ultimately, that may spark something in your mind, which will send you on a direction. Another aspect is meetup.com. I'm not sure how global this app is. I guess also you can apply that to Shaper. I'm not sure how global that is. And so far, I'll just let you know, all these are on Android. They could be on iPhone. It's just I have an Android phone, so I'm not 100% sure. But meetup.com allows you to select specific interests that you have, whether it be gaming, lifestyle, meditation, sports and recreation, business, real estate. I'm trying to think of all the ones that I'm currently in. Tech, anything technology based. There's so many food, travel. There's so many different topics on there. And you select the topics and you'll find groups that are being hosted by just individuals in your area. I know for me, I'm from Kitchener, Ontario, which is 250,000 people. It's not massive. It's not tiny, tiny, but it's not massive. And even that, there's like 8 events every single day from various, obviously all the ones coming together. So you will find events, and that's a great way to reach out to people. Again, you want to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that want more, that are thinking about more. You are a sum of your network. So if your network is a bunch of people that like to complain and sit and not make changes, that's what you'll be. It's sad to say. As much as you will sit there and yearn and wish, if you do not change the people that are around you to people that are positive to change and support you, you won't go anywhere. And the sad thing, and I know Gary Vee talks about it, and it's 100% true, sometimes that's your family. Which really sucks. Sometimes you're like the people that you grew up with your entire life, and you would take a bullet for, if you know, for you know, a line of speaking. They're just there to hold you down or coddle you. Let's use the word coddle, because that's a very positive way of taking your dreams down. They don't want to see you hurt. They don't want to see you fail. So they coddle you so that you kind of just stay wrapped up in that blanket of security and not move. It's not the best. It's really not the best. It'll never get you any place that you want to go in life, right? It'll keep them happy. And they will feel like they're actually doing you good. That's the messed up part. Right? So make sure that you surround yourself with people that want to move forward. And start to slowly connect or disconnect to people that aren't. It's not going to help you in life. So these are places that you can go to find new ideas. If you have conventions, I guess would be the other one. Because I remember I went to a convention in, I think, 2010, and this was probably my first company where that developed from, called Autopilot, which I never actually went anywhere with it. It just was there. Maybe I'll talk about it someday, but Autopilot didn't take off, but Autopilot came from me going to a GIS, and GIS is Geographic Information Systems, in San Diego, California. With a company called ESRI, or ESRI. So I was there, and just seeing how people were using their platform to design new and innovative things around mapping was great to me. And that's what ultimately made me spark ideas and just start thinking, well, what if I did this and it did this and that and that? And it's just completely started to build off of that. So in the end, the answer to the question is, where do you find ideas? Just search around you for apps, search around you for events. And ultimately what you're trying to do is you're trying to connect with people about their ideas or other individuals are looking to build ideas. So you can just sit there and bounce ideas off of each other. That's a great way. So now you've figured out your plan, whatever that is, your idea. This is exactly what I want to do. I want to... Let me think of an idea here. Oh, okay, I'll use an idea that I gave to someone. Okay, so... And if anybody wants to go ahead and use it, it's fine. I don't see myself actually putting this one into motion. But, okay, so let's say you love tennis, okay? You absolutely love tennis. You're not sure if you want to get a career, like, you don't want to really be a player, and you don't really want to be a coach. Mainly because as a player, you're not sure how many more years you have as a player, and you know you've been out for too long that you may or may not be the caliber of getting into, like, you know, going against Rafael Nadal or you know, I can't even think of it, Federer, right? You don't think you're able to take them on. So you can't do that. And coaching's all right, but you feel it's going to take the passion out of tennis. And for you, when you're stressed out or you want a way to kind of like release energy, you like to use tennis and you don't want it to be associated as a job. Okay. So ultimately, you want to build a business around it, but you don't know where to go. So start thinking about, what does tennis or sports, what is it missing? What is it like? What is it missing? And you find out that there are apps out there like meetup.com that allows you to say, I like tennis. And someone can be like, I like tennis too. And you guys can go meet up and you guys can go play. However, upon this group has to constantly keep contacting community places, scheduling when they're going to be playing, and hope that that schedule is kept. And if that schedule is not kept, or if they're not able to schedule it, you have to cancel the event. Okay. What if you could build an app that allows people to come together on an app, just like meetup.com? So it still has the aspect of meetup.com. However, through geolocation, finding out where you are in a city, it allows you to see all the community centers around you and also see their current schedules. So you could see, hey, you know what? I want to go play tennis. And you see it's like, let's say 6:30 at night. You'll be able to see all of the community centers around you that are currently open on courts for you to go play right now. You could pre-register, tell them that you're on your way. I will be there for 7. We will be using it from 7 till 8. So you'll pre-register on the app itself. It'll let them know, so to make sure that's all prepared for you. You get there, play, clean up, moves on to the next person. And it will allow you to be able to play when you want at any time and have quality. That you won't be like, ah, crap, I have to go to this crappy place because the one I usually go to is not open. But there is one you weren't thinking of that has the same quality of courts nearby. Right? So that's ultimately what we want to do after that. Once you have the idea, now you're moving into the plan. Okay? Now you're planning how ultimately this is going to work. How your business is going to function. You don't need to know all the technical stuff underneath that. You just need to know, this is how it will work, and this is how it's going to benefit clients. That's your ultimate thing. This is how it's going to work, and this is how it's going to benefit clients. You need to have the benefit. If there's no benefit to what you're doing, it's not going to take with anybody. Because the first thing that someone's going to ask when you show them a product or a service is, what do I get out of it? What do I benefit? That's what a customer or client's always asking. What do I get out of it? you're going to take my money in some way, shape, or form, whether it, whatever it may be, whether it be a subscription fee or a one-time purchase. But what do they get out of it, right? So once you have that all set up, then you need to find people. Now, you can find people the exact same way I was talking about before when you were trying to develop your ideas. Go out, find people that are really passionate about tennis, and just talk with them. And ultimately, you're just going to talk with them and find out if they're really kind of feeling the same thing you are. Oh, man, you know, I wanted to go play on Friday, and there was just no courts. Bingo. What if I had an app for you that showed you exactly where those courts were? Right? So that's what you want to do, is connect people, okay? Once you have the people starting to really get on board, whether it be this person plays tennis, but they also know app development. This person plays tennis, but they also know graphic design. This person knows tennis, but they also know finances and management and all that type of stuff. You need to make sure that you are building a team around your weaknesses, because you want your company to not have weaknesses. That's straightforward. When someone comes to you, whether it be an investor or, you know, just clients in general, there should no weaknesses in your company, something that you can't do. You don't want someone to be like, hey, yeah, so we have this new community center we're bringing online. We heard about your app. We think it'd be great. How do I get my promotions for my community center in there? Obviously, this would be a city, right? And if your answer is, I don't know, there's your weakness. How do you bring new clients on board? Or, like, I mean, when I'm talking about clients, that aspect, I'm talking about, like, new community centers or new cities. How do you bring them on board? What's the database that needs to be updated? What's the map that needs to be correlated with that database, right? You need to make sure you have no weaknesses. And if you think as an individual you have zero weaknesses, oh boy. Oh boy. That is 100% the weakness right there. You can't be perfect. No one's perfect. Trust me, no one is perfect. There are some skill sets that you are excelling at, that you're absolutely amazing at, and there's things that you are not so good at. And trust me, even if it's 10% less than the ones that you're doing at 100%, there is someone that is 100%ing those skill sets, which means they are better than you because you're not perfect. So make sure that you find out what you're very good at, and anything that you are not perfect at, or not perfect, let me not use that word, not proficient at, you need to get somebody to fill that in so that ultimately your entire company is running proficiency all the way around. Does that seem fair? I think this seems fair. I would love to keep delving into this, but I just realized we're at the 28-minute mark. So the next podcast is going to be next Monday. What I'm going to be doing is every Monday and then Tuesday. This will be Monday 1 week, Tuesday the next week. It's kind of in tandem with stuff that I do at the network. It seems to be really good with my time off. And so we're going to keep doing that. And then if things change, I will let you know. But next week, what we'll take a look at is vision development, timelines, competitors, and exposure. Okay, so like I said, now you have your whole company. Now we're going to need to figure out what's the mindset of the company, how things are going to move forward time-wise, what are other people doing that's potentially doing the same thing, and then how do you get your company out there and get the voice out there, okay? So that's basically what I've been working on. That's what I'm going to be going forward with. I'm hoping you're enjoying this podcast. Like I said, definitely contact me if you have stuff that you want me to talk about or any questions. If we have stuff that we're currently talking about and you want me to kind of give my take on some specific question or aspect, definitely let me know. I'm more than willing to answer absolutely any questions. But till next time, that's been my lemonade. Enjoy your lemonade. See ya.